But let's go ahead and open in prayer.
Lord, we ask that you would be the one that guides the course of this class today, that all the thoughts, all the words that are spoken, all the things that are done and said be to your glory. We thank you for the opportunity to worship you and how you reveal yourself to us. We just pray that we would always be looking for that and ways to share that with others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So anyway, we are, in our church, we aren't going to be having the little booklets. Unless they could, well, they might have a few. I don't know if they'll have some for chapel or not. But usually what they're going to do is print them up in the bulletins. We have, I guess, our church purchased the electronic form, so we can print them up in the bulletins and all of that stuff. But there will be some different worship formats, which would be a little difficult for us to look at and evaluate without being in a true worship setting. So what we can look at are some of the hymns that have been added to that supplement. And as we go through some of these, the purpose is to, first of all, consider the words. Are the words clear or are they confusing? Do they share the message of the law and the gospel, or are they just Article 1 hymns that, you know, adore God and who he is and what he's done? So different things like that. And the other part is obviously the music. And we have a CD with the hymn tunes on there, so we'll be able to listen to that. And interested in your feedback and how you are, maybe you're looking at things a little bit differently now. And then also, in the past these out, we have a exit survey for the class. And we'd like you to fill that out. So I'm going to pass that out now because otherwise I will, I'm likely to forget. One more thing for you. So as we comment on this, let's look at a few things here. First of all, is the text clear? Is it speak of Jesus or just God in general? Is the music appropriate for this type of text? Is it, what were the other things? Were there other things?
How is the music?
Yeah, by the end of the hymn, you certainly knew the tune, and that was, it was very, yeah, it was.
It speaks of Jesus and the great King of Glory foretold in sacred stone.
Yeah, it's. And did you read the note here at the end of it? It says, "This hymn reminds us that Advent is a season of preparation, as King Jesus comes to rule in our hearts and lives and leads us to His heavenly kingdom." So it's clearly, you know, one good use of this is for Advent to get us prepared.
And look how long ago the text was written.
Yeah, the text was written sometime between, I don't know how old Franzen was when he wrote it, but sometime between 1772 and 1847. Okay. So, a new addition to our hymnal that was written a couple hundred years ago. Now, the one thing, though, I noticed is the word, the name Jesus or Christ is not in here. So it would clearly, in the worship service, you'd want to probably make that understood so that when you're singing the hymn, you know what you're singing. All right, we move on to the next one. Jesus has come and brings eternal pleasure.
What's that called again? That machine?
It's called a CD player. Can everybody hear okay?
Jesus,
or what did? Yeah. It's clearly talking about all the different, you know, many of the different things, not everything Jesus did, I imagine, but a lot of it, and how his conference saved us and redeemed us. You should certainly know, you probably need some sort of introduction for people unfamiliar with this too, or you'd be on the third verse before you knew where we were.
It's beautiful.
It is, isn't it?
It's very nice.
So, the text is pretty clear when you talk about Jesus. Any confusing statements that could be mistook? At first I thought we should read through the words, you know, without the tune, so we aren't distracted, but first of all, we don't have the timing for everything. It's, I guess if we're thinking about it, we can be considering that as it goes through. But it seemed pretty clear, not much room for misunderstanding.
What is in the third verse over on the second page? Satan, the wicked one, had gone down the nest.
Satan, the wicked one, own now your master.
I kind of looked at that one too. Then I'm thinking, what's a good word to replace own? And then I thought, recognize now, okay.
And again, you know, this text was written back in the 1700s. People spoke differently then, right? So it seems to be saying, though, Satan realized you're the one that's not in control. You are a slave of Jesus Christ. He is your master. All right, so we want to, in Christ alone, this is one, does it say what the type of, it's just labeled Redeemer, so. This chronological hymn summarizes the sacrificial earthly life of our Savior and the glory that is now His forever and ours through faith.
Is the church getting new hymnals?
No. We're going to be...
New liturgy?
We'll be using some new liturgical formats and some new hymns. It's been 15 years since the hymnal that we're using has been made. And they say that the life of a hymnal is about 30 years, so we're halfway through. So they're just coming up with some things to keep it fresh. Keep us on our toes.
Other churches do that too, like the ELS.
I don't know if the ELS does that too much.
The ELS church that I'm from still has the same liturgy 5 years.
Some churches do it at different rates, that's for sure. Some do it a lot
freer than others. But they can't keep the same. No church can keep the same.
Well, eventually, you're right. We're probably gonna, otherwise, we'd all be worshiping in Latin.
Oh no. We've gotten beyond the Latin now.
Let's look at In Christ Alone and see how this strikes you.
there.
Well, there are several things about this that are moving, aren't they? The music is very appropriate for the words. I mean, not just the dynamics, which obviously, you know, I think this little player doesn't do the dynamics justice, unfortunately, but it's just even like the top line of that second page, the first stanza there. What heights of love? What's going on? The tones are ascending, and then what depths of peace? You know, just the up and the down are just so appropriately used there. And then, like you say, if you add some visual components, that adds even more to the emotional part of it. Clearly, very, very clear teachings of law and gospel. I don't know if there's much law in here, actually. Certainly gospel, nothing that we do, everything that Christ has done for us. And we enjoy through faith.
And the three elements of God. You can pull the Trinity out of here, too.
Okay. So, it's going to be exciting getting that new hymnal supplement, huh?
Somebody's got good taste.
Yeah. And this is a fairly new
one.
Yes. This was composed. Gary Getty was born, and Keith Getty was born in 1974, so they're pretty young. This must be, can't imagine this being more than 15 years old. Okay, let's move on to the tree of life. Let's see what this one says. God's first promise to send a Savior offered in the shadow of Eden finds its fulfillment on the tree of Calvary. So.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Thank you.
similar to the one before.
Oh, Sora?
Yeah, Sora, just the melody was...
We sung this one in, at least the choir sung this one in our church. I don't know if the congregation sang or not, sometimes they'll do that, but I know this is one we have done. And obviously they made this one very dramatic too. They even changed some of the keys, signatures, made it some minor keys when they were talking about, which one was it that they were talking about? Was it when Adam and Eve were deceived? Let's go ahead and listen to another one. Let's listen to "Now Let Us All Hymn Hymns of Praise."
House to be an open house in Christ's field.
Yeah. It is, you know, I start to gain an appreciation for poetry. I'm one of those who's had a dead ear to poetry for so long. But then you start realizing that how those words can just create images that are so effective.
And look at the date on that also for the text.
What did we have?
1903 to 2000.
Oh.
So I think that some of our, I'll call them young people of today, have as much talent as they did back in the 1700s.
Yes. I'm not aware. I'm sure Fred Pratt reading or many other words and many other hymns. I'd be surprised if he didn't live a long life. Well, let's look at Christ is with me. That's the next one. And we'll get a couple more of these in, and then I do want to have time to fill out those surveys so I can get those going. This doesn't have any comments at the end of it, so we'll have to figure out what this movement is all about on our own.
Cut anybody off if you have more things to say. We don't want to say the same thing over and over on everyone. God, our son. Now I live by faith in God, our son.
No, own son.
His problem with that, I don't know, God.
It should be own. God's own son.
Okay.
I had a little ink transfer problem there on the copier. Okay, Lord of all hopefulness. Instruments, so they have piano and some cymbals or bells. simple thing.
Sounded like symbols.
And flute, or recorder, or something like that. Now, it doesn't really, does it talk about gospel? Seemed to me, if you knew who Jesus was and who is what his life was about, obviously he was a carpenter, grew up as a carpenter, it talks about being skilled in the plane and the plane and the lathe, so you'd know they were talking about Jesus as the Lord. But it seems to be more of just like a prayer to just be with me, let me realize that, know that you love me, but it doesn't recount the gospel message so much. Doesn't make it a bad hymn. It just means in a worship service you want to make sure you have the gospel message to it. So don't forget to look at the words too. But I didn't see anything in there that was misleading. It doesn't talk about his works righteousness or anything like that. It would be dangerous.
Could be a praise song?
That's a good question. Is it could be a praise song. We would probably, if it was a praise song, we'd probably be looking for things that were, we were praising Jesus for things that he has done. And have to look through it again. It's really just a prayer where it's asking, you know, in the last line of each stanza, it says, give us, we pray, your bliss in our hearts, your strength in our hearts, your love in our hearts, and your peace in our hearts. And clearly saying that the source of that, all of those, is our Lord. So maybe that's the gospel now. We, there's one here we won't have time for, it's a little long, but I have time for one more. It depends on how quickly you can fill out those exit surveys. Let's go ahead and do one more. And this is, when in our music God is glorified. As I'm switching this, you can look over the words. praise song.
Yes, yes, I see it says worship and praise.
Oh, yeah, we were.
Yes, are these new songs then? New or?
Yes, this is one that we have sung in church as well. So, but there, yeah, they'll be added, we'll be singing them a lot more, I'm sure.
Thank you.